Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Really, really well, Kathy. And I received a communique from a guy, I hardly remembered his name. I said, who? He said, Rich. I said, who? Rich. I said, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I sort of remember a guy named Rich. So he's going to be back on Tuesday. He's finished up with his hunting, and he's topping off his canning and meat processing, so he should be done by Tuesday and back in rare form. So I'm excited about that. You know, he said he'd be back, and he meant it. And so we were, Rich and I were discussing this. So, class, I have a favor to ask of you, and that is, do you think it's too late? Do you think it's too late to jump on board and move out of Dodge? Do you think it's too late to begin your new life, the kind that Kathy and I and Kyle and Sharon and Rich and Greg and some of the rest of us live, you know, where we are independent in terms of trying to raise as much food as possible, try to do things for ourselves as much as possible? So my favor that I have to ask of you is, would you please either do one of two things? Call in and let us know what your thoughts are. Are we making a difference? Or should we just pack up and go home and you know, just tend to our own families? Or do you want to learn more? And if so, what would you like to learn about? What would you like to learn about? So those are my requests. And you can do it two ways. You can call us at right here on the air, and the telephone number is 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. Or you can send me an email, instructor at usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com, and I'll respond. And we'll try to address your issues. If no one wants us to talk anymore, we'll just pack up and go home. I mean, we can do that and make it real easy. My family would get a chance to see me a little bit more. I'd be able to lift the end of the board, you know, for Mrs. Finelli, that she's carrying a board. I can take one half and she can take the other half instead of her carrying it all for 2 hours a day. That, yeah. So let us know what you think. That telephone number again is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, email instructor at usaprepares.com. Kathy, are you meeting up with headwinds and, you know, people not paying attention, just don't seem to understand that we are in chaos and we're going down to it? Are you seeing that?
Yes, I haven't really had much contact with people that say, boy, I really need to do something. I'm all in and I'm prepping. But I did go grocery shopping yesterday, and I had a woman standing next to me, and she's looking at something, and out of the blue, she just like, it just, she just started talking. And she goes, I can't believe these prices. She said, I used to be able to get this for this and this for this. And she went on for like 5 minutes and we started talking, and I mentioned a few things that were happening and the energy cost and the fact that what caused the energy cost. And she kind of gave me a little bit of the deer in the headlight look initially, but I think she was starting to understand where I was going with it. So, but I'm not seeing too many people. I haven't seen much change. I've heard people complain about prices and not being able to get things. But personally, of course, you know, I'm not trying as hard as I used to because I never really got too far with people. So I just don't really go that way. I just, if they ask me, I try to talk to them. But otherwise, Vince, I feel like I'm just wasting my time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So, Kathy, there's a published article in the public domain, Zero Hedge. Headline, quote, housing affordability worsens as home ownership out of reach of anyone making under $100,000 per year, end quote. So what they're saying is there's a new report via real estate brokerage firm Redfin Corp. found that in October, that'd be October of this year, the average buyer needed to earn $107,000 per year to afford the monthly mortgage payment for a median-priced home. And that is up 46% from a year ago. So a year ago, all you had to earn was, and I'm rounding, class, you only had to earn $74,000 a year only. Now, for some people, that seems like a lot of money. For me, that's a real lot of money. So to a year ago, if you earned $74,000 a year, you could afford the median price of a home. Well, not so much anymore. It's gone up 46%. Now you need to earn $107,000 a year to afford that same median-priced home. So for those who are saying that the economy is roaring, the inflation is lessening, home affordability is out of the reach of the American dream. The American dream is over. We've said that for years, and now you have the numbers to prove it. So, people, young people, earning less than $107,000 a year, you're not going to be able to buy that median-priced home. Not going to happen. And it's getting worse. And it's getting worse. And we have the media telling us that things are getting better. But, you know, inflation's 8%, 8.6%. And here you have housing is now 46% up from a year ago. Not 8%. And that 46% is kind of like the numbers we've been using around here at USA Prepares. It actually is in concert with what we've been saying. Gas, 2X, 2.5X, 3X, diesel, same thing. And food is up. Our son was preparing an online order, you know, curbside pickup from one of those big box stores, real big. And he said, well, we're not going to buy that. That's gone up too much. We're not going to buy that. That's gone up too much. And you know, we're sitting at the kitchen table, and I'm doing some research, and he's doing his thing, preparing the food order. And he struck a lot of items off the food order because the increases are so great. Like something that used to cost $12 is now $16. You know, 2 weeks ago, $12, this week, $16. These are big numbers, class. This is hyperinflation. This is what we talked about. And I believe that the media is absolutely, positively concealing, covering up, and complicit in the deception of what is really happening. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I do. First of all, you and I have talked about being out of debt. And if you're out of debt, you can do a lot more things than you wouldn't be able to if you're beholden to a credit card or mortgage or a car payment or any debt you might have. And I understand there's young families and there's people in a situation they can't do, but I would do anything I could to get out of debt. That would be my first goal. And another factor is if you can do things yourself, like your family and our family, we do a lot ourselves. So for us, if we were making $100,000, we could get a home and we could fix it up and we could do it. But if you don't do it and you have to hire everything out, and even then, the cost of everything has gone up, so it might be, I'm sure it's a lot more difficult now to remodel or build or do anything that you need parts or supplies for. And, you know, you talked about the homeownership, Vince. You know, they don't want us to be independent. They want us to be dependent on them so they can control us. And so if you're out of debt and you can at least take care of your own home and your own possessions, that makes a big difference. And, you know, you talked about, like, the inflation. I mean, I would say the average or the lowest amount of groceries percentage-wise is 25%. I haven't seen anything stay the same or go down. So I've seen some things go up 100%, 200%, 300%. And then you have to factor in, like, the shrinkflation. You know, you used to be able to get the big things of baking soda at Sam's or Costco, and they were 15 pounds. Well, it used to be 5, like 70 or something like that. Well, now it's 10, but it's 13 and a half pounds. So, you know, if you take away the amount that they've reduced everything and or cheapen the ingredients, a lot of things they've just really changed. It's really not too good anymore. But I agree, Vince. I think that that's a factor. If you factor all those in, plus most things that the mainstream media tell us, in my opinion, is I would say maybe there's 5% truth, and most of it's either an agenda or it's propaganda. So, yeah, that's my thought.
Okay. All right. So, Kathy, here's some hard numbers. So, in our house, we have a shower. I actually have a couple of them, too. And they have American Standard brand shower controls, which means there's a lever and you lift it upward and it controls the volume of the water. And if you turn this lever to the left or right, it increases or decreases the temperature. So it's volume and temperature control. And I just looked up just now the average cost to replace a shower control cartridge. I'm pretty darn sure, Kathy, that your husband has done that. Your husband and I have never talked about this, but I'm pretty sure he's done it. And the average cost to replace one is, according to the internet, $240, $240.00. Now, what does it cost to buy the part? Well, if you go and you do a search on American Standard Shower Control Cartridge Cost, Amazon sells them for $22.75. Lowe's sells them for $29.40. Okay. Well, if you were a USA Prepared student, you know that if you have an American Standard Shower Control, it comes with a lifetime warranty. We've told you that. You get them for free. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just to flesh this out for another minute, the cost of the shower control replacement cartridge, $22.75 at Amazon, of course, plus shipping, unless you have free shipping, $29.40 plus tax at Lowe's, $240 if you have a plumber do the job for you. How long does it take? Well, I know how long it takes. I've done it a couple times. 15 minutes. It takes 15 minutes. Now, if you buy a house brand new, for example, do you think the plumber or the building contractor is going to give you the box that says lifetime or limited lifetime warranty with all the paperwork? Do you think you're going to get that so that you know that you can get that cartridge for free? Do you think you're going to get that, or are you not going to get that? The answer is you're probably not going to get that. So I called American Standard several months ago, and I said, so I bought three shower controls. We have two of them in use right now, and I bought a spare, a complete spare, so that if anything goes wrong, I have 100% of all the parts. And I said, now, I've replaced two of them already, and one of them's leaking. They said, you got three? I said, yeah, we have three. You bought three? Yeah, we bought three. I said, I've got the box for one of them right here. I kept the box, and they said, well, how about if we send you three? For free. I said, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. They sent me three for free. That way, I won't have to call back again, you know, for another 10 years, you know, assuming that everything is still working. But that's not likely, is it? So the whole point is, if you pay attention in class, you'll know that. You'll know that you can get these for free. And it's not just American Standard. It's Kohler. It's Price Pfister. It's a whole bunch of the major plumbing companies that have shower controls and faucet controls, and they have a limited lifetime warranty on almost all of their water control, you know, faucets, whether it be a hot tub, you know, faucet, or a whirlpool tub, or a bathtub, or a shower control, or a sink. kitchen sink, bathroom sink. They pretty much all have this limited lifetime warranty. So now you know, right? So the point is, and I think one of the things that Kathy was trying to bring up is, we have to do things for ourselves. That's $240 times two that I've saved already by calling American Standard and taking that 15 minutes and learning how to change the cartridge myself. Now, of course, I did the plumbing on our house, so I knew what to buy. I researched it, and I bought what we needed. Kathy, any quick comments? We've got Greg on the line.
No, Vince, my husband's done the same thing, and we built a house, a couple houses, and my husband saved all the paperwork, the boxes, and he tried to tell the people not to throw them away, but he said, don't take the garbage out. So he would go through, if they threw any of the paperwork away, he would go through and put it in a folder and, you know, index it so that he had all the original paperwork. So, yeah, I agree, Ben.
There you go. Greg in Utah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Before I make a comment on my experience the other day, you better have a 4-inch PVC pipe, a cap on the bottom, and a check valve and some cable. Some line that you can put down a well that you can remove the top on, because I have a feeling that that's the only part you're going to be able to find eventually to get water out of that well to take into with a bucket into your house and use maybe with,
what you're talking about.
Bucket and a,
Yeah, what you're talking about is a homemade well dipper that you can lower down into your well pipe that is smaller than the diameter of, let's say, your 6-inch well pipe, and get that down there with a 4-inch or 3-inch pipe, a cap on it, and a kind of a valve so that water will fill up through the bottom of this maybe 3-foot-long section of pipe attached to a rope. It'll fill up with water and then, you know, dip it into the well water and then pull it back up and get, you know, 3 feet times 3 or 4 inch diameter pipe of clean, potable drinking water. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was asked to go down to, if I could take a bobtail truck from northern Utah down to Las Vegas and then catch a flight back. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Well, you know, filling up at almost $6 a gallon. I'm going to call it the petrodollar. It's causing a problem. $6 a gallon. Getting down there, transferring a flight in Phoenix, paying close to $20 for three little tiny tacos that were on the smallest shells I've ever seen. And then spending almost $90 on an Uber from the Salt Lake Airport just to drive to go an hour south.
Yeah, it's all brought to you by Faro Brandon the First.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans won the majority of seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, ending Democrat control of Washington that has seen America lose her energy independence and new taxes on every American because of overspending inflation. The Labor Department reported Thursday filings for U.S. unemployment insurance fell slightly last week. Initial jobless claims decreased 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 222,000. The number two donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros, billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried, went from industry leader to industry loser. He lost most of his fortune and saw his $32 billion company plunge into bankruptcy and became the target of an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department. Now the fallout. Cryptocurrency leader BlockFi is preparing for a potential bankruptcy filing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
flashes?
Take my when you go to the feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So, talking about inflation, here's just a quick update. Greg's with us. Kathy's with us. So, truck came in, Ford truck, around 2015, and the lug nuts were damaged. And it was a used truck just purchased by someone who wanted it checked out. And the lug nuts were mismatched, and they have a stainless steel skin on the steel lug nuts. So what happens is when the mechanics put their impact guns on, they spin the stainless steel such that you can't turn the lug nut underneath the stainless steel. So if you have a flat tire and you try to kick the lug nut off so you can take the wheel off to put the spare on, you can't get the wheel lug nuts off because they're spinning inside these heavy stainless steel coverings or caps that are stamped around the actual lug nut, which is inside the stainless steel cover. So the owner of the truck wanted new lug nuts. Now, how much are new lug nuts? Well, these are special. $11 each at the big box auto store. 24 lug nuts, $11 each, $264. Add the tax, $285.12 for lug nuts. That is hyperinflation. Greg, any comments?
Yeah, I also this morning talked with a driver, and he went into the CFN fuel outlet to fill up his truck. And most people, they probably don't know, but a semi-truck will usually hold around 300 gallons of fuel. He went in and his the pump shut off at 40 gallons. He tried to run his car a couple more times, and it would not let him. Now, I don't know about you, but 40 gallons in a truck is not going to last a day of work. I'll give you more on this story tomorrow when I find out more about it. But we've been talking about a fuel shortage. This is quite alarming. Quite alarming. You won't even be able to do a full day's work.
So Greg, quick question. Well, we talked, you and I talked about on air somewhere around $1,200 to fill up a tank for a 18-wheeler. Now you're talking at about $1,800 to fill up a tank. So, at $6, that's kind of what's happening. Was this an issue of a credit card limit, or was this an imposed?
Yeah. Because that's impossible. You cannot function. What, work a part of a day? You think that's going to help the situation?
You're talking,
it's just going to compound it.
Greg, you're talking, 6-7 miles per gallon with one of these trucks? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, 6 or 7 miles a gallon, you bet.
Well, okay.
Especially, maybe more than that, real heavily loaded. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so
especially
7 miles per gallon times
country.
7 miles per gallon times 40 gallons, 280 miles. Now, that brings you to empty. So
now
if you want to have
a truck, okay, they were advertising 7 miles to the gallon. It was a Freightliner. They eventually had to take back that claim because you couldn't get 7 miles to the gallon unless you were bobtailing. So it's more like 6 or 5 miles to the gallon.
Well, I know that for a fact because I know a guy who bought a Peterbilt and or several Peterbilt trucks, and which is considered top of the line. Isn't that right, Greg? Peterbilt?
Yeah, top of the line. Peterbilt is probably my number one favorite truck.
Yeah. And so this owner of the company, CEO, is a friend of mine when I lived in Virginia, and he bought some new Peterbilt tractors, and he wasn't getting the miles per gallon, and he asked me to figure out exactly what happened. So we actually applied a computer algorithm, and we figured out how to get his miles per gallon up, but it still wasn't where he wanted it to be. I mean, we were able to get it up 25%. But if you're getting 4 miles per gallon and you get it up 25%, now you're getting 5. I mean, it's still not that great, right? Okay. Very good,
absolutely.
Greg.
Absolutely.
Very good, Greg.
You won't even... Yeah, thank you, and we'll update you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Greg will be with us hour number one tomorrow. Thank you, Greg. And we've got... Herman in Nevada. Herman, welcome.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Kathy. Vincent, I heard Greg say he wanted to do a baler on a well. I came up with a kind of interesting idea. The drop pipe that goes down into the wells is normally like 1¼-inch PVC. My old well had schedule 80. And it would have a flapper on it on the top out of brass and rubber so that the water wouldn't back fall down into the well. I replaced it with schedule 120. If I flip that upside down, that 20-foot stick of schedule 80 with the flapper, that would, in essence, make a boiler bucket, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. But what people normally do is they get a brand-new toilet flush valve, flapper valve. That works really, really well.
Yeah, but my well is only 5-inch. It might fit, but...
Well, these toilet flapper valves are about 2 inches, and with the outside diameter of it, it's probably like 2.5.
And you put it on a bucket?
Yeah. You take a section of PVC pipe, let's say 3 feet long, and you put two holes in the top and the side of the top so that you can attach a rope and have it suspend from the center point of that those two holes. And you have a hole in the bottom with a cap on the bottom of the 3-foot length of PVC, and the flapper valve is on the inside. So the flapper valve pushes upward when it hits the water. Water flows in, and when you pull the bucket or the pipe bucket up through the well, the flapper valve shuts.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I'm going to go make one and try it out. So
yeah.
I also wanted to remind you, I don't think you're taking Dr. Sheely's advice on detachment. He had his show yesterday, and Lindy was on. It was fabulous. Watched the whole thing with Lou Cassidy. And Lou and I are working on Pam so I can get my technicians and then move forward. And he's been ever so valuable. Thank you, because of you, I met Dr. Sheely and then ultimately met Lou. And he's just been a real highlight in my life. But
well, you're absolutely right about Lou Cassidy. Lou Cassidy is a brilliant, brilliant engineer. And he's a software engineer. He's a programmer. He's a hardware engineer. He is a ham radio operator. And he's the kindest, most wonderful person on the planet. And I, too, am so fortunate to be friends with Lou. And Lou is a USA Prepares instructor as well.
Correct. And been a huge highlight in my life. But, you know, but getting back to detachment, I heard your opening bit with Kathy. And I was laughing because I think a week ago Greg mentioned that Kathy was a spring chicken, and I wanted to correct him. She only looks like a spring chicken. She's really 100% mother hen. But as far as the detachment goes, you know, we have to, I think, and I do this, and I remind all of my inner circle, which is about 5 people, this is as good as it's going to get. We can't look at the negative side of how bad things can get or ultimately will get. I think we need to count our blessings right now and enjoy that this is really as good as it's going to get. It's going to get worse, so enjoy right now because it's not that bad yet. And that's kind of part of the whole detachment concept. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I went over to Dr. Sheely's house and we talked about this. And, you know, I don't want to get into some personal things, but some really serious bad things have happened to me recently, and it's really hard to get past what people have done to me. I mean, it's just, you know, he and I talked about this because I wanted to go over this with the senior faculty, and I told them what had happened, and I was blindsided, absolutely blindsided, and it's very, very difficult when you lose everything. And none of it is your fault, and you've trusted people, and they've just skinned you. So I'm not done with that yet. I haven't fully detached. You know, maybe someday I will. But you know, tractor therapy is like a real bad thing for me because I sit on the tractor and I can stew about it.
Right. I had something similar happen in 2010, and I thought the old cliche, you can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends. And then I realized I thought I had picked all the wrong friends and that I was actually a huge loser, even though I've been very successful in life in so many ways. And then I had this weird epiphany. I didn't pick any of those people. They picked me.
Mm-hmm.
For the things I could provide them and give them and all of that. But anyway, I want to move on to something else real quick, and then I'll jump off and let you get back to Kathy. I was talking to Lou yesterday. I'm trying to figure out a design to be able to build, you know, my solar trailer is twin 48-volt battery banks. There are 24 2-volt batteries in each, and I'm going to be replacing them before the end of the year with a nickel iron, getting that job done. But if I wanted to build a battery charger, which I would call shore power, to charge them with the controller turned off, and I notice sometimes it goes on the controller box, which is Midnight Sun, up to as much as 56 volts, what kind of a charger would you recommend that I could charge? And there's two 48-volt banks, and I would know, you know, like a 12-volt battery, you have to go sometimes up to as much as, what, 14.6 volts? what would I do to build a charger that would handle the 48-volt bank and have enough extra so that it kept it topped up? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I have a Snyder Electric, and there's an MPP 60-something. I don't remember the rest of it. And it is absolutely fabulous. And if you're going to go with nickel iron, you're going to be charging at about 64 volts. So you need to make sure that your charge controller can do that. I'm going to look it up right now.
Right. So what I'm thinking is, and my whole need right now is, I use my solar trailer as an emergency backup. But because my trees are so tall and I'm not on the far north side of my property, just because of the layout, I can't get full sun. And this is the problem we all have in the fall and winter. So I can probably get a few hours of 4 or 5 hours sometimes of partial sun. But if I wanted to charge it up, it's a Snyder Electric model?
Yeah, yeah. And they just discontinued. Looks like they discontinued the one I have. But I found, gosh, they're darn expensive. $648 each on Amazon. That's pretty hefty. When I bought them, they were like 400. But, you know, it's inflation, hyperinflation.
Right. And what model? Do you have the model?
Yeah, it's an MPP 60-150.
MPPT?
Yep. MPPT 60-150. Snyder, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. And it stands for 60 amps, 150 volts maximum.
Okay, so it's a 60-150. Hang in there, Vincent. You're helping
yeah.
a lot of people. I'm
well, that was one of the things I wanted to know. Herman, very quickly, is there anything that we should focus on?
Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a fabulous job. I'm living proof.
Very good. Thank you, Herman.
Kathy
and I'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. And we talk about domestic engineering and prices. And Kathy, here's an interesting story in the public domain. What we talk about here is, when we talk about news, it's in the public domain. So the Wall Street Journal reported that Target, the big box store with revenue in the billions, has a shrinkage problem. And shrinkage, class, is theft. That's stuff disappearing. Goods from the shelves are disappearing. In the amount of $400 million this year. This is such a problem that stores are now putting common items behind plexiglass doors. So you can look at, let's say, toothpaste, and you can say, well, there's Colgate, and there's Crest, and there's Pepsodent. And then you can go get the clerk to unlock the plexiglass doors so that you can take one to the checkout. That's how bad the theft problem is, the shoplifting problem is, and it could even be employee theft. Put that all together for Target. This year, according to the Wall Street Journal, they, meaning Target, has revealed to the Wall Street Journal that they've lost over $400 million. That's huge. Now, what does that mean? Now, this is opinion. And by the way, don't believe anything you hear on the radio. Don't believe anything you read on the internet. Make sure you do your own research and make up your own mind. Well, in my opinion, what that means is things are so bad, the economy is so bad, people are so broke that they're stealing common items because they can't afford whatever the current daily price is for toothpaste and other hygiene products. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I think that that's right. I mean, I'm reading articles that people walk out of stores now with cartfuls, literally cartfuls, and in a lot of places they're told not to stop them. I mean, it used to be if you were caught before you even crossed the doors, they could stop you, but they're not stopping them. So, to me, that's the flaw right there. Those people should be stopped and prosecuted, but you know, Vince, there was a man that was talking about societies going down and going into poverty, and he said they'll go after the stores and the retail, and they'll steal from them first, then they'll steal from people, then they'll steal from fields, and gardens, and then they'll steal from the farmers, the producers less. And by that time, you know, your society is pretty well collapsed. So I think we're in stage one of that.
Well, partially. But last week we reported that we have a farmer friend, and we lent him some hay, his family, because his cows were starving, and he replaced the hay. And I said to our son, and then we lent it back to him again. So we lent him hay, and then we got it back, and then we lent him hay again, and we got it back, because I said to our son, you know, if we don't get that hay back, we're probably not going to get it, and we need it. So can you get the hay back? He got the hay back, and then he found out that that same farmer had a theft of 40 bales of hay this year. 40 bales. So 40 times, I don't know, whatever it is, $80 a bale, $100 a bale, depending on the quality of the hay, maybe a little more. It's been stolen. Now, how do you do that? So it's possible that, you know, some of the farmers around here have pickup trucks, and they have these winch-actuated hay spears on the back of the pickup truck. So they can lower the spears back into a bale, hit the switch to lift the hay bale up off the ground, and drive away. And, you know, maybe a one-minute job. 1 minute for $80? I guess it makes sense to some people because it's happening. And this is not someone who goes into the hay stealing business and gets a modification to a pickup truck and spends $2,000 for one of these hay spears and the cable system and or the hydraulic system to raise and lower hay bales, you know, one at a time off the back of a truck, pickup truck. This is someone who does it by course of farming operations. So this is, in my opinion, a farmer stealing from another farmer. We're there right now. Now, it's not prolific. It's not widespread, but it's already begun. This is heartbreaking because the man who lost the hay, he's not a billionaire. He doesn't know what he's going to do because he's going to have to replace that hay that he cut and baled and wrapped. He's going to have to replace that at a much, much higher cost. This is serious stuff. So now what happens? If he can't afford it, and he probably can't, he's going to have to sell part of his herd. That's the beginning of the end. That's selling the goose that laid the golden egg. That's what this is. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about farmers going out of business. That's what we're talking about. Small farmers going out of business, one at a time. Kathy and I will be right back. And I know Herman wants me to detach. And it's hard sometimes.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.